Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Have you been framed? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll find today's podcast something to think about. Have you been framed? Now, we don't oftentimes use frames today like we used to years ago, but frames would be used to surround a photograph and usually to set off a photograph. But frames are also something that can encase and keep us contained, maybe not in the best of ways. Let me give you a definition of a frame. It's to provide with an enclosure or an encirclement. I almost like thinking of the word corral. Do you ever think about animals? They're sort of fenced in inside the corral so that they don't escape. Well, that is sort of what I'd like to speak about today when I ask you the question, have you been framed? Do you know, oftentimes we can have some very healthy frames of thought, the framework with which we like to operate, maybe that keeps us feeling sane, healthy, balanced. They could all be very good frames. But what happens when we are framed or encased or corralled or even isolated in a framework that's not doing us any favors, that maybe is keeping us feeling disappointed, disempowered, disenchanted, maybe depressed or worse? I wanted to look back at some of the meanings of what it means to be framed. And one of them was an obsolete term. It says to manage or contrive to do something. Imagine when your thought life is framed in a very contrived sense, in a way that limits you rather than one that gives you freedom, creativity, and a sense of expansion, hope, peace, joy, possibility, creativity. Well, what do you do in those times when you do feel as if your mind has been framed and where you feel almost incarcerated by the thoughts that have been framing your mind? My first thought is how common it is for all of us in this world to have a framed mind. You know, our mindsets come from our upbringing. It might be where we went to school. It might be our religion. It might be a political stance that we have. It might be our cultural background. Any one of those things sort of can frame the way we think. Much of it can be very good, but sometimes we can be caught in mental frameworks that really do stymie us. And in this case, I want to take some of those thoughts that can make us feel stymied. One such thought that came to mind prior to doing this podcast was something that happened to me. Oh goodness, it could have been 25 years ago. I was a new mom at home, not working at the time, watching my daughter, and my husband and I had a mortgage, and it was an expensive mortgage or a high one. And I had learned that interest rates had gone down, and I thought, well, this is very good. I would love this. We're on one income. Let me see if I could call up the bank and get our interest, or our mortgage, I should say, refinance down to the lower interest rate. This way our monthly overhead would be less. And I would say at the time I probably lived a lot more in the box, and I happened to call Citibank, which I guess was the holder of our mortgage at the time. And there was a woman in the loan department. And I said, oh ma'am, I understand that interest rates are going down. We had originally bought our home at a higher interest rate and I'd like to have ours refinanced. And I think it was like a 2-point difference. It would have made a very sizable difference on our monthly payment. The woman looked at our account And she said to me, oh, that's not possible. And I said, well, why is it? I said, I know the interest rates have gone down. And she said, that is not possible. You have poor credit. I'm thinking, poor credit? I pay every single bill on time, especially mortgage bills, but I'm always on time. And she said, well, you might have been on time, but you have another mortgage outstanding, and you have been over 60 days late twice. And I'm thinking, another mortgage? I don't have another mortgage. She said, well, you passed on your FHA mortgage to another couple, which was true. It was our first home, and we bought it with an FHA mortgage, and it was an assumable one. So when we sold our home, the mortgage went along with it, and the new owners of the house assumed our mortgage. What we were not told is that if they didn't pay their mortgage, it was negatively impacting upon my husband and my credit rating. Well, I have to tell you, I felt very framed in that phone conversation with that woman. I thought, oh, I was expecting to save a couple of $100 a month, and now not only am I told I can't do it, but I'm limited by someone else's failure to be current on their mortgage payments. I really felt framed. I felt hemmed in by the rules, and especially in my case, I hope you could get a picture of this. Here I am as a stay-at-home young mom in Florida calling to this enormous Citibank in New York City, being told by a bureaucrat that this was not possible. And I remember feeling very small and very encased and framed. So we finished the conversation, and I remember thinking to myself, walking around my house like, something here is not right. Now, I could have turned myself into a victim and thought, wow, that was really terrible. Why didn't somebody tell us that when you pass along a mortgage, if somebody else doesn't pay it, it's your fault? But I didn't. I don't know whether I started going into a place of thankfulness. Yeah, maybe it was just thankfulness of ideas I hadn't thought of yet, but I wanted to pull myself up out of that feeling of being disenchanted, disempowered, and really discouraged. Well, a few days later, I realized I had a completely different frame of mind. And this is the most instructive part I want to share in today's podcast. I can't tell you exactly what switched in my mind, but I want to say that not only did my mind change, but so did my emotional state. I happened to be in a different frame of mind 3 days after the initial phone conversation, and I picked up the phone again and I called back Citibank, Citicorp, whatever it was known as back then, and I spoke with someone else in the loan department. I explained to them exactly what I had learned, but that our credit was excellent and that I expected that they were going to find a way for us to have our mortgage recast at a lower interest rate. And I don't know how it happened, but I had no pushback, and the woman on the other end of the line, or the man, whoever it was, agreed with me, and I ended up maybe saving 2.25 points on my monthly interest. And what happened in that conversation? I went from being framed to finding an opening. And the opening that started not on the outside, not at Citibank in New York, not with some bureaucrat, not with a set of rules, but the opening of the frame started within me. It started within my intentions, my thankfulness, my attitude, and that's where the framing and the reframing begins and ends. Now, I don't know what you're dealing with today. Maybe you've been framed by friends, framed by circumstances, framed by finances. I'm not sure. Maybe you've even been framed in poor health. Whatever it is, know that there is something within you that can help change the frame, open the frame, reframe the frame in ways that are better, happier, more harmonious, and more peaceful. I want to finish today's podcast with an interesting thing that happened just the other day. I happened to be listening to a podcast where I was interviewed by another show. And right after that, they had another gentleman on. And I thought, let me listen because his topic seemed very interesting. He was a little younger than I, and he was very much a positive-minded person. And he was sharing with the listeners how when he was growing up, his father must have worked a couple of jobs and had a lot of maneuvering that he needed to do to take care of his family and his kids. And he said, I always seem to remember that my father would say, no matter what happened, don't worry about it. We'll find a way. In fact, what he said is, we'll figure it out together. I want you to hear those words. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out together. So as this man happened to grow up, get married, have a few children of his own, start working, start creating his own business, he said, I find today that when I'm challenged, and sometimes my kids will bring questions to me, I say the same things my father used to say to me. Don't worry about it. We'll figure something out together. I want you to know wherever you are, you may have friends, you may have a spouse, you may have someone that can agree with you, that you're going to figure it out together. But even if you feel like you're all by yourself, that there might not be anyone else, know that you have a soul within you, that you have a higher self, that you have God. Think about whatever frame you're in right now and know that you're not alone. And remember that word. Don't worry, we'll figure it out together. May that be something that gives you just what you needed to hear today to reframe wherever you've been living and wherever you have felt entirely too contained and maybe feeling too disappointed and disempowered. You can figure it out together. So that's been my thought for you today, and I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, be sure to subscribe, put in a recommendation or testimonial so that others will know where to find this. And more than that, if you want to send me a note, I'd love to hear from you, Maura@MauraForYou.com. Have a great day. Until the next time, this has been Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura4U.com, where Maura is always for you.